movement that encourages you to live with less stuff and find more time and joy in the process. So what is minimalish? It's a grace-filled way of doing the same thing. Sustainable, realistic minimalism that actually makes sense for your life. It's not all about subscribing to a movement and trying to do it perfectly, but rather questioning how that movement fits best within your life. The Minimalish Podcast is here to help make life lighter, realistically, for the everyday mom. I'm Desiree, and my passion is to help you enjoy motherhood, your family, and your home by cutting the clutter and excess stuff in your life. Minimalism has helped me not only make my home a better place, but also become a better version of myself. So that's what I'm here to talk to you about each week. So grab a cup of coffee and let's walk towards simple together. This episode today is brought to you by VIP Kid, and it has been a huge game changer in my life. So VIP Kid is an online ESL company, and I am currently a teacher for them, and I'm also a hiring coach for teachers who are going through the hiring process. So VIP Kid is for you if you are looking for a job that you can do from home. If you have a bachelor's degree, then you can be a VIP Kid teacher. You do not need a teacher certification to be a VIP Kid teacher. You will teach the sweetest kids from China from your own home. And it is the perfect opportunity for someone who wants to stay at home with their kids or for someone who wants to pay down their debt. As long as you have a bachelor's degree, then this can be the job opportunity for you. So if you want to know more about VIP Kid, go ahead and click the link in the show notes that says teach online or head to DesireeEndries.com/teach online. Okay, let's get to the show. Hi friends, welcome to the Minimalish Podcast. I'm your host, Desiree, and I'm going to be honest with you. This is the third time I'm recording this episode, and not because the recordings didn't go well and I couldn't get my words together, because I've lost both previous recordings. And the second time around, I even had it edited and ready for upload, and you know, things happen, I guess. I've been just having some technical issues and I lost both recordings. So good news is hopefully I've got this one down. Like hopefully what I say makes sense and it is just to the point because I've done this now three times. The bad news is I am coming off of a cold and I just have a little bit of a nasally voice. So I hope you don't mind my voice today, because this is how it's gonna have to happen. Okay, so let's get to the show. Today I am talking to you about simplifying your wardrobe through wearing a uniform. And what that looks like is, I guess, kind of like a capsule wardrobe, but it's kind of my own version of a capsule wardrobe, just because in the past, having a certain number fixed to the amount of clothes I'm allowed to have and trying to pick things that go together with a specific season or in a specific way, it just hasn't worked for me. It kind of overwhelms me. I don't consider myself a capsule wardrobe person. Maybe I'll change my mind on that, but, and maybe I just don't know enough about it. But either way, this has worked for me instead, and that is wearing a uniform. And it's not the typical uniform that you think. It's not like the thing that you wear to work. It's kind of along those lines though, as you're just picking a few things and you are wearing those for your life. And maybe that sounds boring to you, but I think as we go through this episode, maybe you will see that this is something that could simplify your day, your home, your brain, and just make you feel better about yourself at the same time. So let me start with a quick story about my own battle with my closet and my wardrobe. The other day, I found myself saying to my husband, Nick, that I am finally able to keep my clothes in order, like for the first time in my life that I can remember. And that's because I have hardly any of them. And that's what I told him. I have hardly any of them. And he thought it sounded like a negative statement, but I said, no, it's not negative. I have hardly any, but it's still more than enough. And so what do I mean by that? Well, looking back at my life before minimalism, I had a lot of clothes. I had a lot of clothes since being a teenager. And that's as kind of as far back as I can remember, like what my closet looked like and what my room looked like. with the amount of clothes that were in it. And it was always just overwhelming. I had piles of clean clothes that I would go through and try on and try to find something to wear, but I could never find anything to wear. And that's because I simply just had so many clothes. And I would hold on to my clothes and I would never really go through them and get rid of them. I can remember going through bins of clothes every season, trying them on, and thinking about the fact that I really didn't like that pair of pants, or I didn't really fit well into that shirt anymore. But I would hold on to them for some reason. It would either be, well, so-and-so got me this pair of pants, so I should probably keep them just in case they ask about them. Or, well, I really liked this shirt before, and maybe I don't fit into it right now, but if I lose a couple of pounds, I could wear it again. Or, I don't really like this shirt right now, but it's the only shirt I have that's yellow, and what if I need a yellow shirt? So these are the ways that I justified holding on to my clothes and keeping just tons of clothes in my closet or my room completely unorganized because they completely overwhelmed me. So this was a problem all of my life that I couldn't seem to figure out. And I know it sounds like such a first world problem, but it was a problem nonetheless. It was something that was overwhelming me. It was something that was just always a struggle because my room never felt like a place of peace because I always had a pile of clothes on my floor in my room. It was just like I could not even get a hold of the amount of clothes that I had. And I brought that into marriage as well, and my husband being not quite a neat freak, but like liking a tidy space, he didn't love that in the room that I now shared with him, and I still couldn't figure out how to get a handle of it. Honestly, I think I thought that it was just a part of who I was, and I liked clothes, and I had a lot of clothes, and it was okay, even though I had a lot of clothes, to get more clothes when I needed them or when I felt like I didn't have any clothes, even though I had a huge pile on the floor. So that's kind of what the battle with my closet looked like, and maybe you can relate. If you can relate to this in any way, find me on Instagram and let me know that I am not alone. I'm @minimalish_motherhood, and you can also find the link to that in the show notes, because I want to know that I was not alone in this struggle before. So I'm going to be completely honest with you and tell you that this story did not stop when I found minimalism. And for most people, minimalism is what comes in and helps them change their closet completely. And right away, they are less overwhelmed with their clothes and somehow, able to find this perfect capsule wardrobe that fits them well. And for me, it just wasn't that type of fix-all solution. And I won't say that minimalism didn't help me change, but it was kind of like a long game type of thing rather than a quick fix type of solution. So when we started with minimalism, we went through this week where we just decluttered our entire home, and I got rid of so many clothes, but I still had a hard time letting go. And I want to tell you this because I want you to know that it's okay if you have a hard time letting go. You don't have to have a perfect first time decluttering your entire house. For me, it takes time for me to let go of things, and that might be the same for you. Now, as I have kind of lived a more minimalist lifestyle, it's become easier. But I want to talk to you about this story because I want to show you that it does take a process for some people to really be able to declutter and pare down their wardrobe or just even other things in their home. So I won't go on that tangent fully, but let's get back to kind of my struggle. I still had a lot of clothes, even though I decluttered so much. Like, if you've watched Tidy Up and the people pile up their clothes on their beds and go through them, I had a big pile like that, and I probably got rid of 3/4 of it, but I still had a lot. And I still had stuff in bins, and I just tried to pare down my wardrobe, but I still found myself in this place where in the mornings, I wouldn't know what to wear. I would still have nothing to wear. I would still end up with this pile of tried-on clothes on my floor that I just didn't get to put away right away. And it just continued to overwhelm me. And the thing that has been a constant, like, throughout my life, even from when I had a ton of clothes to then the new, like, somewhat pared-down wardrobe after minimalism, the theme was that I would wear the same five or six shirts or the same couple pairs of pants. And if those things were dirty or in the laundry, you know, I would feel like I had nothing to wear because those were the things I really loved. But I didn't quite get the point that if those were the things I love, then why do I need the extra things? So 6 months after becoming minimalists, we moved and we left a lot behind. And we came to our house with much less possessions, but I still had a lot of clothes. So eventually, after kind of getting fed up with all of the stuff on the floor, all of the piles of clothes on the floor that I just couldn't get a hold of, I decided to just keep the things that I truly love and wear all the time. Soon, I realized that I could just basically wear a uniform. And when I did make that decision, I'll admit that I realized, you know, there were maybe like two or three things that really fit me well and that I really loved in my closet when it came to my tops. So I honestly wrote a little list of like three or four things that I wanted to buy at the store. And I went to the store, found a couple things that really made me feel comfortable. Ever since I decided I'm wearing a uniform, I'm wearing a few things that I absolutely love. They basically are the same things every day, and I'm getting rid of the rest. Whenever I decided that, that's when I finally was able to control my clothes and control the clutter that my clothes always brought to my life. I'll admit to you that, like I said from the beginning, I just didn't think this part of minimalism was for me. I like clothes, and I thought that was okay. I thought it was okay to keep an excess of them. I'm an adult, I can make my own decisions, and I could buy more clothes if I want to, too. Like, I like them, and I thought it was okay to hang on to just this one thing. I mean, wearing clothes that I like brings me joy, but I found that this still brought a lot of clutter to my life to hold on to this. And maybe for you it looks different, but when I pared down my wardrobe, I really found that what I did have brought me a whole lot of joy. So will I buy more clothes again? Of course, but I don't need anything else right now. I've got my uniform and I could probably even wear less than what I have right now and do with less, but I will continue reevaluating and I just have to regulate this part of my life because it's been a habit that I just buy more clothes whenever I feel like I want to or whenever I feel like I'm sick of what I'm wearing. To be honest, now that I have this uniform of all similar things that I just truly love and feel comfortable in, I don't really feel like I'm sick of my clothes anymore. I've been wearing like the same 10 things for months and months, and I feel good about them. So here is your action step today. Look at your closet and get rid of every single thing that does not fit well or does not bring you joy. If you haven't worn it in 30 days, it probably doesn't bring that much joy to your life, unless it's something that's just seasonal. And if that seems overwhelming to do all in one day, then don't. Give yourself more time and start with time blocks of even just 15 or 30 minutes or whatever you have to start. And then pick up the next day and the next day until you've gone through it all. And then go back through it a couple months later because that's what it took me. It really did take me a process to truly declutter my wardrobe. And it also took me building up my wardrobe because our bodies change, our tastes change. So don't be afraid to get a couple of new things if you need to build a wardrobe that actually fits you well. I highly encourage you to shop secondhand at a thrift store, at Goodwill, at a consignment shop. Shopping secondhand can help us just be more intentional with our purchases, be more thoughtful of where we're putting our money, and you know whose hands it's going into, because whenever we are shopping secondhand, we are giving something new life, giving something a second life that is still usable. And that's important on so many levels. I'm not going to go on that rabbit trail, but just consider it. It's going to save you money. It's going to help the environment a little bit as well. So in conclusion, I encourage you to wear a uniform. Think about it. Do you have just a few things that you're constantly wearing? A favorite few outfits, and the rest of your closet is just sitting there taking up space and time and energy as you have to try to keep it tidy? Pare down your clothes. A uniform works whether you leave the house for work or not. Whatever your life looks like, you can have a wardrobe made up of things that you love that suit you well for any of the roles that you're in. And if you have so many choices in the morning when it comes to what to wear, it's taking up brain space that could be used in such a better way. We have to make so many decisions every day as adults, as moms, whatever your role is, you're making a lot of decisions. And for me, I know that having a lot of decisions to make makes me overwhelmed. It's true that that is part of kind of the overwhelm and anxiety that kind of plagues us sometimes, is the fact that we have to make so many decisions. So let's take away this decision, some of the decision making that comes along with what we're wearing each day. I do want to talk one more time about the overwhelm of this process. I just want you to know that it's not lost on me that this can be a highly emotional process to go through our wardrobe. For some reason, at least for me, and I know for a lot of other people, we have a lot of emotions tied to clothes, let alone other possessions. So whatever you're decluttering, it can be a highly emotional process, and that's okay, because I personally can relate to that, and I just want you to know that it's normal and it's okay if it takes time. I feel like the world of minimalism is kind of shouting at you to just like get rid of your stuff and come on, declutter. Like, why can't you get your life together? And that's just not how it is. It's okay if it's gonna take you a lot of time. I know that it might add clutter to your home at first by taking your clothes out from where they're hiding and going through them all. It's okay if it takes time to pare down the closet you've accumulated and build back up the very small wardrobe that you love. It's okay to have to go through your clothes 17 times and get rid of something more each time. And it's definitely okay to wear the same thing often. It's okay to wear the same thing over and over if it's the same thing that you actually love and feel good in. It's okay to wear a uniform. I'm all for it. It has personally taken me a year to get to this point, to where I feel like my clothes can finally be managed. And I finally feel like I actually love each thing that I own. So what is it in your closet that you absolutely love to wear? You could wear it every day and be happy. Have a few things like that, and you'll probably find that it's exactly what you need. Okay, that's all for today's episode. I really hope it helped you in some way, because I have done it 3 times just so that I could get this information out to you. So thanks so much for listening to the show. If you're enjoying it, I would absolutely love it if you'll give it a rating or a review. What this does is it helps the show get in front of more eyes and ears. And also, word of mouth is always the best. So recommend the show to a friend you think would like it. I'd also love to hear from you if you have any questions you'd want me to answer on the show. So find me on Instagram @minimalish_motherhood or email me hi@DesireeEndries.com. Both links are in the show notes as always. Next week, we will be chatting with the wonderful Tayshia of The Natural Nurturer. She is amazing, and you're going to be so inspired by her story of simplifying nutrition in her family's life and in her own life. She's inspired me so much to make moves towards just adding more vegetables and nutrients onto my own plate and to my daughter's plate and my husband's, and you're going to love hearing from her. So I cannot wait to share that conversation with you. All right, I will talk to you next week, friend. Cheers to simplifying everything, especially this week, your wardrobe.
Hi there, I'm Rachel, and I'm the host of 3 in 30 Takeaways for Moms, a podcast for women who want to love motherhood as much as they love their children. In each 30-minute episode, my guests and I give 3 actionable takeaways that will help you make your family life a little better each week. I'd love for you to give us a listen. Listen to 3 in 30 Takeaways for Moms on the iHeart app or wherever you get your podcasts.